We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of the broadcast, and toward the end, we talked about what's going on with Turkey launching a military offensive in Syria, and the concern is allies of the United States being at risk. Let's go out to a call from Lisa. Good morning, Lisa in Charlotte.
Hello, Vince. I did a little research on Turkey, and it actually is about the size of the state of Texas, but the population of Turkey is not too far from the entire population of the United States of America. And I read that they had 2 million Syrian refugees there. And I think that what's going on is, personally, that they need a place to put those people because it's, you know, it's so highly densely populated. They don't know what to do with all of them. And so I think that's maybe why the president approached President Trump about it. And I think it's terrible that we would, you know, not be able to support the Kurds. But I also think, like, I think you might have said that, you know, we only have 1,000 troops over there, and that's an awful small number of troops to be placed in that area anyway to expect to keep the peace to start with. And then on top of that, you add the fact that they have spent a couple of years here now doing nothing but hounding President Trump, and I don't even know how he can think about what he's doing anyway. I don't know how he can think when he's worried about impeachment every minute.
Well, they certainly have kept the assault on continuously.
How can our president do what he's supposed to do when he's harassed every day by somebody? I don't know how he can even do his job.
Well, somehow he's there and continues doing what he's doing. Appreciate your call there, Lisa. And, you know, and how shall I carefully say this? This is not meant as a dig at all. But one of the reasons why I don't get worked up emotionally about this, as many do, and get into the, oh, the poor president, all these people coming at him. He asked for this. And he boasted about how tough he was. So because of that, go ahead and show that to me. Just go ahead and show it to me. I've really not heard this sense of, what I hear is one of two things. Either the tough guy thing or everybody's after me. And they say bad things about me. I've never heard, you know, there's some people who are coming after me. This is a tough thing to deal with. You know, exercising and showing some level of humility and a recognition that as a human being, it bothers you. There's nothing wrong with that. See, I think we've really got a distorted image of what manhood is in America. Manhood is not pretending that you're tough and you can take it. Manhood sometimes means being honest about getting your feelings hurt rather than whining. See, and I think this is what, and I'm speaking to myself when I say this, this is what fathers need to do with their children. To live this out first by example and then be able to communicate this to children and especially to sons so they know it's okay. You don't have to always look tough, especially if you're pretending. Just be honest. Something hurts, it hurts. Just putting that out there. Let's go out to Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Yeah, I got a quick question. I think it's a question. Anyways, you know, we never know the full truth about pretty much anything going on in this world. And I understand so far that President Trump pulled our troops out that were basically keeping the peace between the Kurds and the Turks. And Turkey was blaming the Kurds for terrorist activity, going in and doing terrorist things. I can't help but wonder that what's not being reported is that Trump caught wind of this, that we're actually being used as a shield by the guys poking the bear, and decided, I'm not going to be on this side of the fight. You know, I'm not going to support people who are doing terroristic activities on another country. So, you know, I can't help but wonder if there's more to the story that's just not being reported. Because I doubt immensely Trump woke up one day and says, you know what, let's get our guys out of, let's stop keeping the peace in the Turks. I don't feel it anymore.
You know what, I think the bigger concern here, Jonathan, from what I've heard of the president, because this goes back to the campaign, what he has said repeatedly is he wants to get the United States out of stupid wars and get our men and women away from places where where he would argue we don't have any business being. So I think this is part of his promise along those lines to extract ourselves from these kinds of situations. And, you know, and that comes with some risk, because if something does go south here, then, you know, you've got another problem to deal with.
Yeah, I can't help to scratch the itch that what if the Kurds were really doing terrorist acts against Turkey? What if they really were assaulting or whatever Turkey's blame?
Well, this is something, you know, and honestly, I think it would not be a bad idea for us to have a more involved conversation about the issues here, the people involved, because I don't think the media has covered this subject very well. I do appreciate your call there, Jonathan, because I think there is some information beyond this. A lot of this region, we really don't know the intricacies of some of these issues as it relates to these minority groups. And there's a reason you don't know about these things, because you will see a 30-second story on this, and then CNN and MSNBC, Fox News will spend 20 minutes of the showtime talking about impeachment or some element of the food fight. This is why we don't know very much here in America. I'll say this again. I remember there was some sort of terrorist attack that happened a few months ago, and I heard it on the radio, and I thought, wow, I need to turn on, you know, cable news and see if I can find more about this. Couldn't find a darn thing. All they were talking about was Donald Trump, Fox. These people were sucking up to him. CNN, MSNBC, they were bashing him. I finally turned to BBC to find out what was going on in the world other than this nonsense, to get kind of a comprehensive picture of what was happening. And I kept it there for quite a while for that very reason. It's like, wow, they're doing news away from the food fight. We get away from this garbage, we might learn something. Kind of a novel idea, don't you think? Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know just recently I had done some reading, it's probably several months ago, on the subject of the Kurds. In fact, we should probably track down an expert in this area. But I'll just remind you, I'll just tell you just based on the information, I've kind of refreshed my memory during the commercial break. What the Kurds are really after is their own state. Familiar tune, isn't it? They want independence from Syria and from Turkey. They want their own land. They want their own sovereignty. And they're kind of between Iraq and a hard place, no pun intended. So this gives you, again, another dimension of something that, you know, it's a very localized issue in one sense, but it becomes an international crisis now. Because one of the other aspects of this, if you're opening these folks up to wholesale slaughter and the potential, some are warning, of genocide, then what do you do? What happens if we start seeing dead men, women, and children, civilians, over the next few days? And you see, and this is one of those things, and I'm not doing this, but I'm just preparing you. If this happens, mark my word, you will hear the Democrats blame Donald Trump. Heck, you're also going to hear Republicans blame Donald Trump. And in one sense, he might need to take responsibility for his action or inaction in this. One of the reasons I mentioned this is because already we've got one senator who's on record who's very much against the decision by the president to pull back from Syria. I'm referring to Lindsey Graham. In an interview yesterday evening, he condemned President Trump in his harshest language yet for deciding to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria, suggesting Trump is violating his oath of office by allowing Turkey to move in and attack the Kurds. Graham said Trump is making the biggest mistake of his presidency against the advice of his national security team and putting his presidency in peril. He said, I think he's putting the nation at risk and putting his presidency at risk. I hope he will adjust his policies like he did before. That would actually be a sign of real leadership. But wait, there's more. Here is what Lindsey Graham told the reporter in a phone interview. This is worse than when Obama left Iraq, because you've got so much information as to what happens. This would be a game changer to our national security. This would pave the way for the reemergence of ISIS. If I hear the president say one more time, I made a campaign promise to get out of Syria, I'm going to throw up. These are quotes from Lindsey Graham. He took an oath of office to protect the nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There's no bigger enemy to our nation than ISIS. And there's no way we can protect the country from radical Islam without partners like the Kurds. His duty as commander-in-chief, I believe, compels him to act honorably by the Kurds. And it is impossible for Turkey to go into Syria and not create a devastating ripple effect, no matter what the president says to Erdogan. Nobody besides Trump believes the president's claim the U.S. is not abandoning the Kurds. The other side, the White House declined to respond directly to Graham's comments. Earlier Tuesday, the president said on Twitter, the U.S. may be in the process of leaving Syria, but in no way have we abandoned the Kurds, who are special people and wonderful fighters. Trump has long foreshadowed a withdrawal from Syria and campaigned in 2016 on a promise to bring American troops home from long-running wars in the region. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. What are your thoughts here? Let us go out to Mike in Rock Hill. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, sir.
Well, Vince, I've got a little bit of perspective. I've been going back and forth to Turkey for about 15 years. Been doing some work with Turkish and Kurdish people, spending a lot of time with the Kurds in the eastern part of Turkey. And, well, first of all, you had a lady a few moments ago that just really gave us some bad information. So I wanted to speak to that.
Go right ahead, sir.
So she
Turkey, you know, was a smaller country, but it had the population same as America. That's just, you know, America is, what, 330 million people?
Yeah, that's not an accurate thing at all. But get to the heart of your concern about this particular issue, though.
Well, it's a battle between my head and my heart. Because my head, I'm a libertarian Republican, and I don't believe that we need to be involved all over the world.
Right.
I appreciated Trump's promise to bring troops home when he made it. But now it challenges my heart, because I love people and I've done a lot of work among them and they're phenomenal. And in this particular case, in my opinion, Turkey, the Kurds.
Man, I hate when this happens. Right when he gets to the essential point, he starts to drop out. Let's try this again. What are you concerned about now, sir?
Well, I'm concerned about the fact that we are banning the Kurds right now, and that Turkey is an aggressor. Erdogan can't be trusted, and he will. Because there's a pocket of Kurdish people called the PKK, and this group has their freedom fighters, but they have crossed the line and become terrorists.
Yep.
And so it gives Erdogan and the Turkish people permission to blanket all of the Kurds as terrorists.
All the ammunition they need to broad brush the whole of the Kurdish population and label them as terrorists.
Turkey is threatened by the fact that the Kurds, you know, they set up an autonomous region in northern Iraq. Turkey is vehemently fighting against that ability for the Kurds to do the same thing in eastern Turkey. There's so much oil and minerals and gold and silver and everything in eastern Turkey, and the Kurds, you know, the Turks, they don't want to lose access to that. And so,
how do you fix this?
A little bit of autonomous population in northern Syria. Turkey wants to eliminate that.
How do you deal with this, Mike? What's the solution here?
Well, I believe Trump is right. We can't police the world. We can't be everywhere. You know, the United States defense spending, if you take the next three countries in order of defense spending and combine them together, they don't match what the United States spends. And we're way too involved around the world. But because the Kurds have been such awesome advocates and, I mean, allies, I don't think we pull out until we have a commitment from Turkey that they will not harm the Kurdish people.
What's frustrating about this, too, is the fact that Turkey, they're supposed to be partners with us as part of NATO.
Right.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't know how long that can possibly last.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, we're dealing with an element in Turkey that we have not seen in 40 years.
Yep, there's no question about that. Mike, I appreciate your call. And I appreciate your struggle. Because, again, so many of these things, isn't this the way so many of the things are in our lives? It's this conflict between the head and the heart. And you want them to be in sync, but it is tough sometimes, isn't it? Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, talking about the situation with the Kurds in regard to Turkey, Syria, the entire region. This texture would like to know, why do we continue to risk our young men and women by being the world's police? We need to let other countries try to work through their own problems before we go risking our troops. Vince, what Trump did to the Kurds is unconscionable. They fought and died alongside our troops for years. A complete betrayal, pure and simple. Trump sold them out to the murderous dictator Erdogan for some unknown reason. This act of betrayal reveals a very troubling insight into Trump's character and values. When there's a conflict between your head and heart, always go at your head, because the Bible says Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things. What else do we have here? I thought the president's oath of office was to protect the citizens of the United States, not Syria or Turkey. I'll bet Rand Paul is backing the president on removing the troops. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Lindsey Graham would know all about keeping campaign promises, now wouldn't he? I'm with Trump. We need to get out of all of these other countries. Quit spending American lives and dollars. Put America first. Though I disagree with pulling out of Syria based on the limited information I have, Graham disagreeing so vocally gives me pause that leaving is the correct move. I absolutely do not agree with Graham. Let the United Nations go in and handle the situation. We need not put our soldiers in harm's way again. Speaking as a veteran, wife of a retired naval officer, and mother of an active duty naval petty officer. The Kurds are a formidable fighting force. Gramsci never saw a war he didn't like, because he doesn't have to do the fighting. Another person saying a regional war is starting. We need to stay out of it and stop fighting wars for Israel. Vince, I also get sick of the news being totally about Trump and his adversaries. I also turn on BBC News to find out what's actually going on in the world. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Oh my goodness, Vince. This is what's wrong with our society now. Everyone lets their emotions ride on their shoulder. Have you seen men nowadays? We need our boys seeing a fighter. Nobody wants to follow a wuss in office. They want a fighter. Thank God for our president. And this is part of what I'm talking about. Let me just further clarify my remarks earlier. I'm not talking about somebody being a whining, crying baby. See, this is the irony of what you have said here, because the president's both. He's both a poser and he's a whiner. He's both of those things. I'm talking about somebody who is strong in character and yet is able to be honest about their pain when it happens. And that's a very important distinction, because there are too many people going around acting like tough guys, and inside they are dying because they are posers. Do you understand the distinction here? It's a very important distinction, because there are a lot of posers who are hiding a lot of pain. I think there are generations of men who have done this to their own harm. Let us go to Dr. JP, I believe. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, sir.
I'd like to get back with the so-called whistleblowers for just a minute.
Right.
Not only is Trump our president, he is our commander-in-chief. So not only can he ask those questions, he needs to ask those questions. Thank you very much.
Now, both those questions, which one specifically are you referring to?
The ones the whistleblowers are griping about.
Okay. You think it's perfectly appropriate, for instance, to ask about what's going on with their legal system in regard to the vice president and any others, any other Americans who may be pulled into some corruption issues?
As the commander-in-chief, I think so, yes, because he's responsible for all that.
Leader-to-leader conversations. It seems perfectly legitimate. And, hey, I appreciate your call and your perspective here. Let's go out to York and Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you so much. I did some research on what's going on with Turkey wanting to invade Syria. What they want to do is kill the people that helped us in Syria. What are they called? I forget. The mountain people.
Are you talking about the Kurds?
The Kurds. And you go back in history, and exactly the same thing happened in 1914 and 1915 when the Turks slaughtered all Armenians. They were slaughtered, every one of them, because they were Christians.
Yes,
and
they've been responsible for
98% Muslims.
They've been responsible for genocide in the past. That's what you're talking about, right?
And that's what they're going to do now.
And it's been wiped. It's been wiped from history, by the way, Joe. Wiped completely from history. And to this day, there's really not been an accounting, a full accounting of their behavior. Appreciate your call there, Joe. And again, this is not, you know, what I'm saying here is not something where I am calling for some sort of mandate for us to get involved militarily. I think one of the questions that comes to my mind here is, you know, what should our role be? You know, if we're providing leadership, if we call ourselves the leaders of the free world, is there not a place for us to be involved to figure out a solution? Not necessarily militarily speaking, but to be involved in a solution. And there are ways to do that without putting our men and women in harm's way. Something to think about. Love to get your perspective on this. And seriously, I do pray this thing does not spiral out of control and we find ourselves in a situation where this leads to a broader and wider conflict. God forbid that should happen. Now look at traffic and weather. Here's Boomer Von Cannon.
Hey, thank you, Vince. A North Charlotte collision, medic on the scene, McCullough Drive at North Tryon, and to the south on Westinghouse Boulevard at Nations Ford Road. You'll find Good Feet, America's art support experts at Waverly near Whole Foods and University across from IKEA. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetse.com. Partly cloudy today up to 78. 70 now in the Queen City. Boomer Von Cannon, WBT traffic.
This texter says, dear Vince, as Christians, we need to repent, pray for our president. God will give him wisdom and knowledge during these trying times for America. Instead of criticizing him, pray. Let's unite America. Let's start by doing that. Also, let's be clear, the abrupt manner Trump cut the deal with Turkey, the Kurds weren't given at least 90 days notice. They was throwing them to the wolves. Let's watch this one. Time for Bill O'Reilly.
Welcome to the O'Reilly Update, presented by Woody's Auto Service with 11 Charlotte area locations.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program here in the final stretch of the broadcast. It is time for us to head down to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo. Take a look at the day in history with six interesting questions here. These are really intriguing, and they're kind of timely, too. One in particular. How are you today, Mr. Reitzel?
Looking forward to being intrigued.
Oh, this one. I'm really intrigued by this one. 1779, there was this group called, well, actually, the riots were called the Luddite Riots. And the reason is, these folks were really ticked off because machines were beginning to replace them. What were they spinning? There's the key word that human beings were previously processing before. 1779.
So I guess it's yarn?
Oh, you're kind of close.
Spinning cotton.
Yes, it's cotton. Look, I knew you would get this one. So these folks became known as the Luddites. They were concerned that the cotton spinning machine would ultimately take their jobs away. Boy, things are coming full circle, aren't they? 1888, this particular monument allows the general public to approach for the very first time. Monument, which one in 1888?
Washington.
You are correct. The Washington Monument allows the public. 1936, this dam started generating electricity. Which one?
Hoover.
Hoover. You are right. This man's on a streak. 1967, we've talked about this guy, the way he's worshipped by too many teachers. He was executed in Bolivia on this day in 1967. People wear this on their T-shirts. For the life of me, they have no idea who this person is. All you have to do is know his name.
I cannot pronounce his first name. Che.
Yes, you're correct. It's Che Guevara.
Guevara.
Executed in Bolivia this day in 1967.
I keep thinking Eddie Guerrero. I know it's not the same thing.
Exactly. Sharp contrast of character there. 1992, this, you can say this was from out of this world, slammed into the trunk of a 1980 Monte Carlo parked in Peekskill, New York. What was it that slammed into the trunk?
You said 1992. Out of this world. A meteorite.
Yes! And Mr. Reitzel does a clean sweep of these questions. I told you it would be impressive.
It's not impressive if it's expected.
By the way,
What'd I win?
A new car! I couldn't resist.
I was hoping for a trip to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You can always do that anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, if I wasn't here all the time.
The trick is you have to fly.
No, thank you.
I love it.
I think I can get my car going fast enough that I might be able to take flight. Just for
what do you have, the Back to the Future DeLorean or something like that? Is that how it works?
Well, you know, it says it'll go up to 160. Not that I've been.
I was about to ask, how far have you tested the abilities of this particular vehicle?
You know, the problem with smooth rides is sometimes you don't realize how fast you're actually going until you look down. And I'm not saying.
Yep. Anything else you want to confess?
We have fine police officers that listen to this program who probably know what I drive, so no.
Yes, they do. By the way, are you a dog lover, Lonzo?
You've asked me this many times. Yes, I love my dog. Miley might be listening right now. Hey, Miley.
This is an interesting story. A study published on Tuesday by Circulation Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes. This is a journal from the American Heart Association. Says owning a dog is linked with living longer. This looked at studies published from 1950 to May 2019 that evaluated dog ownership and its association to mortality. The research included 10 studies that yielded data for more than 3 million people. Scientists found dog owners likely to live longer than those who didn't have dogs. Dog owners had a 24% risk reduction for death from any cause, according to this study. For people with heart problems, living with a dog had an even greater benefit. That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's different for you since you probably have heart problems every time someone says a dog has escaped.
Exactly. By the way, on this subject, the potentially life-extending benefits of dog ownership could be traced in part to increased physical activity. I can testify to that from walking the dog. The study also found dog owners were less likely to die from heart disease compared with non-owners. Author said the study's conclusions could be influenced by other traits, such as avoiding smoking or alcohol as well. So, this is kind of interesting. What was that again?
Don't let your dog smoke or drink.
Yeah, don't let the dog smoke or drink. That's probably a good idea. Oh, gosh, dog's crazy enough without adding to that.
Hey, you don't know what she does when you're not at home.
You know, that is true. I wouldn't put anything past that dog. She's very, very devious. And she just walks in like nothing happened. You know how that is. It's just one of those wonderful traits of these four-legged creatures. Lonzo, have yourself a great day and give the dog a hug for me. And in the meantime, we have to say goodbye right now. Have yourselves a great day and...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.